of us learned in childhood is, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep." At the time, we didn't really understand the power of those rhyming words. Jesus sets an example for us to pray even if we are not sure of the impact or the reaction to our prayers.
One example is from Luke 3:21-22. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased."
Throughout his ministry, Jesus would slip off and go pray alone. One of these days, Jesus went out to the mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated as apostles. Luke 6:12-13.
Besides choosing those who he wanted to be with, he shows us how to accept those who came to us. In Matthew 19:13-14, people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these."
We pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Let us remember how important it is to keep praying and to come like the little children that crowded around him.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.